Welcome to the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. Today is Tuesday, May 24th, and happy 81st birthday to Bob Dylan. I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories presented by Credit Union of Georgia. Woodstock Baseball is your state champion. The Wolverines swept Etowah in two games to take the title. Police are looking for a man they believe shot and killed a woman in a Canton home. Cherokee deputies are currently searching for 30-year-old Christopher Thomas of Ackworth. We'll have all this and more on the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. Now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
Bobby, you can't make an omelet without breaking eggs, and you can't get on base without taking a swing.
The pitcher could walk me, couldn't he?
Don't play lawyer ball, son. Now you hit the next one out of the park.
Woodstock Baseball is on top of the mountain. The Wolverines got the best of Etowah twice recently at Truist Park, winning Game 1 5-0, followed by a 4-0 Game 2 victory, and a championship celebration at the middle of the diamond. It was a little revenge in a rematch of the 2017 finals, which the Eagles won in two games in Rome. Woodstock's pitching staff shut out Etowah across 14 innings behind senior Braden Davis's one hitter in Game 1 and sophomore Kevin Maurer in Game 2. The Eagles were held to 5 total hits for the doubleheader, 3 by Jackson Chirillo. The Cherokee Sheriff's Office is searching for a man suspected of killing one woman and injuring another at a Canton home on Sunday. According to the Sheriff's Office, at about 9:45 p.m. Sunday, deputies responded to a home on Autumn Brook Drive in Canton where there was a report of a domestic dispute with shots fired. Responding deputies found two people inside the home had been shot. Victoria Thomas of Canton was deceased. Victoria's mother, 68-year-old Myrna Garcia of Canton, had severe injuries and was transported to Wellstar Kennestone Hospital, where she's in critical condition. Garcia was holding her 4-month-old grandchild when she was shot. The infant was not injured, but was also transported to Wellstar Kennestone Hospital to be evaluated. A 10-year-old was also inside the residence at the time of the shooting and was not injured. Deputies arrived at the scene 3 minutes after being dispatched by Cherokee 911, but the suspect, 30-year-old Christopher Thomas of Ackworth, had already fled the scene. Cherokee detectives are currently searching for Thomas. He's possibly driving a black Kia sedan. Anyone who has seen him or has knowledge of his whereabouts is urged to call 911.
You slept all day? You didn't vote?
Hey, how bad could it be?
Over 24,000 ballots were cast in Cherokee County through early and absentee voting before Election Day, information from the county's election department shows. From Saturday, May 14th to Friday, May 20th, 12,928 Cherokee County voters cast their ballots in person per a Friday early voting report. On both Wednesday and Thursday, daily totals were over 2,000. On Friday, 3,994 people showed up to the polls to vote early. As of the end of early voting Friday, 22,892 Cherokee County residents had voted early, and 1,916 valid absentee ballots had been returned, a total of 24,808 ballots cast. Cherokee County property owners have begun receiving their annual assessment notices and may see inflationary increases in their assessment values due to trends in real estate and inflation, the county announced Friday. The average assessment increase is about 23%. According to the Cherokee County Tax Assessor's Office, 100,575 parcels, 92% of total tax parcels in Cherokee County, have increased in value. The office also reported that 1,869 parcels decreased in value and 6,162 had no change from the previous year. Georgia state law dictates how assessments must be completed, including evaluations and deadlines for exemptions and assessment notifications. The county budget and millage rate setting process will take place this summer. The Board of Commissioners must adopt the 2022 millage rate by July 19, 2022, according to state law. The BOC must also adopt the millage rate set by the Board of Education, which will set its millage rate this summer as well. Assessment notices recently mailed are not tax bills. Tax bills will be mailed in the fall of 2022 after each jurisdiction, including local city councils, set their millage rates.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation. With over 30 years of experience and a lifetime of support, residential and commercial, hey, we do it all. For basement waterproofing and repairs to your foundation, dial 678-ESOG now.
The Cherokee 411 podcast is driven by Carriage Kia. This is where you'll learn about the growth, changes, and great things happening right here in our little corner of the world. Cherokee County is one of the fastest growing areas in the United States, and we're here to help you keep up. That's the Cherokee 411 podcast, driven by Carriage Kia, available wherever you listen to podcasts.
The 12U Cherokee Impact Eclipse girls soccer team won a big tournament. Here's Matt Golden with more.
The Cherokee Impact Eclipse 12U girls soccer team won the 10th annual Atlanta season finale recreational tournament in Peachtree City last Sunday. The bracket spanned across 2 days, with Cherokee beating LSC Eclipse 2-0 in the final match. Cherokee defeated seven other teams throughout the tournament, including a run of 4 games in 2 days. In 240 minutes of play, it surrendered only 1 goal while scoring 6 of its own. It was the first time in team's history it had won the Atlanta title. Congratulations to the team. For more on the story, please go to TribuneLedgerNews.com. For the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast, I'm Matt Golden.
Eighty-six Cherokee County School District high school and middle school students earned spots in the Georgia Music Educators Association All-State Chorus and Reading Chorus. Students auditioned for these selective performance opportunities. This year's All-State event was held at the Classic Center in Athens. The middle school students and their directors were congratulated by Cherokee County School Board and Superintendent of Schools at this month's school board meeting, and the high school students will be recognized next month.
Are you struggling to find the right home in these tough markets? Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake of Drake Realty, with 7 offices across Metro Atlanta and 2 right here in Cobb County. The real estate market in Cobb County can be competitive. That's why you need a team on your side. My team of over 700 agents is one of the biggest in the county, and we have been turning dreams into realities for 28 years now. Next time you decide to buy or sell in Cobb, trust the team that knows the lay of the land. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
Today is Election Day. Polls are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Election Day voters must go to their assigned polling precinct. To check your polling precinct and other information, please visit mvp.sos.ga.gov. Election results will be available tonight on TribuneLedgerNews.com.
Thanks again for listening to today's Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Make sure you join us for Saturday's episode and be sure to share us on social media with your friends and family. You can also add us to your Alexa Flash briefing or your Google Home briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.